I have got, if everything going according to plan, Brad from Crime Jean on the phone with me. Good sir, are you there?
Yeah, kiddo, hi.
I am really good, thank you. Good to catch up with you again, bro.
Yeah, you too. Sorry I couldn't make it in studio.
Yeah, what happened? Traffic. Okay, you can blame Auckland traffic, hey? I reckon you can probably put the blame on Auckland traffic for everything.
I can mostly blame myself. Yeah, we were meant to catch our 7 a.m. flight today, and I dropped the band off at the airport and then went to go where our park and ride was, and it took a bit of time for me to get back to the airport, so they got on the flight and I didn't.
Oh, no. So the band,
yeah.
The band are here.
Yeah, they're buzzing around Wellington now. I think they're at the zoo.
Oh, does that happen? Does that happen often?
I am at the departure lounge.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Does that happen often?
To me or to...
Yeah.
I've missed a flight once before in my life, also on Jetstar, because they're pretty strict with the gates.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Try not to make a habit of it.
Try not to make a habit of it. So you're stuck at the departure lounge up in Auckland waiting to catch your next flight. Your band's here already. They're going to be playing tonight. Well, you're going to be playing tonight at Caroline as part of a winter tour.
Yeah.
Which is what you're currently underway at the moment, from what I gather. Auckland, Wellington, yeah. Christchurch. Any other dates on the tour at the moment?
No. Well, because it was winter and because it's our first tour, we thought we'd keep the dates pretty trim this time around. And then I think in summer we're going to try and do another one and add a few more places.
Nice. I think last
time... Try and get some places near some beaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, last time we talked, I think it was May, early this year, just a couple of months ago when the album came out.
Yeah, that was probably the day it came out, I think.
Yep. So what's been happening since? What have you guys been up to?
We've played a few shows. We've, sorry, I just realised I'm right under the speaker where they announced departure. Yeah, so we've put out, I suppose, another single since then. I put out a video for a song we released last year, this week, to mark the tour.
So what's the video that's just come out?
It's for a song called Atrophy. So we shot it last year. Again, like you might be thinking of seeing, there's a bit of an admin problem with that one. We were late getting it out before the song came out because I had a baby.
That's right.
So
we
just kind of like, we just put the song out and then just kind of slowly edited the video away, and it's kind of ready now, so we decided it'd be a good time to put it out.
Yeah.
So it's just me busking around the little suburb where I grew up.
Awesome. Did you get any money while you were making the video, pretending you
I
were busking?
I think we got $1, and then anything else you see in the cap in the video is actually just my friends who generously came down and shot the video with us and chucked some coins in.
have you ever busked?
I actually bussed the first time I toured in Wellington, which was like years ago, and we had a day to kill, so we bussed on Cuba Street, and then we got real shamed out because there was really good buses on either side of us.
Yep.
So we lasted about 10 minutes and then we like gave up.
You have to, in Wellington, there's a couple of good spots on Cuba Street. The acoustics are amazing just because of the way the entrance of the buildings are. If you manage to get those, you can drown out pretty much everyone else. Unless you have a PA. There's a few buskers around town that travel with a really loud PA. And to me, obviously, sometimes a little bit louder. The EQ is not quite right, but that's just my ears.
we were young rookies. We didn't know any of this.
And also, we get a lot of really good buskers here in Wellington. There's when the season is right.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Well, not the kind of people you want to be shamed out of in the music industry, really, do you?
I was like, these guys know what they're doing. They don't need us like making noise around them.
I'm just gonna stick to studio and hitting the venues, I think, and touring.
Indie rock vibe.
So now the video is out now, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it came out this week, so it's on YouTube and on our like Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. And the brand new single that you just put out, is that Dirty Dogs, is it?
So that one I think came out like just over a month ago, so there's a video for that one as well, yeah.
Nice. Vincent HL featuring on that one.
Yes.
How did that collab?
He was actually one of the people I was busking with in my first band that we were just talking about. So we were in a band together ages ago called Team Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of go with that. And Princess Chelsea was in that band too.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And of course, she features in the other one, Sleeping
in
My House.
That's why I'm calling all the favours.
Oh, it's really good that you're still able to work with... So I'm guessing the band's wound up amicably.
Yeah, we just kind of like travelled and I don't know. Just did whatever bands usually do, I suppose. Kind of just, it doesn't like fall apart. We just kind of like start working on other stuff. So yeah, it's all very amicable. We still hang out and stuff, yeah.
And is there a chance of maybe working together? I mean, I'm guessing you. I guess they're working with you here on your on this project. But is there a chance of maybe getting together and getting the band back on the road?
I think we do real impromptu things sometimes. So Little Chief Records, which is Chelsea's record label in Auckland, have these little Christmas parties, and we've ended up doing impromptu gigs at those.
Mate, they must play havoc on the fans. Are they together? Are they broken up? They keep doing gigs. What's going on?
Yeah, I think it's once every 2 years we might be go on, and then have a show.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Now, from what I remember last time we talked about the album, the underlying tones, there's a bit of a surf rock undertow. But with the latest single with Vincent, Dirty Dogs, not so much. Listening back to it, it's very... how could I put it? Boom bap hip hop.
Yeah, it's very. It's got a 90s tinge.
Yeah.
I think that just musically, I'm pretty all over the place. So I kind of I don't know, always trying different things out. And I think I said last time we talked, my default is either a surf beat or just some kind of hip hop beat. So I suppose it's what happens when I'm in charge of making the beats on songs. It's gonna go between those two.
Nice. So on tour, playing tonight at Wellington Caroline with Transistor on support. We've had Lockie working as production here at Radioactive, while Gussie's been Gussie from Earth Tongue and Mermaidens has been overseas. So we've been hanging out with Transistor, aka Lockie, here in the Radioactive for a bit, and we're quite proud to have him here. In fact, he was one of our youngest musicians to ever come into the studio and perform. I think he was 16 at the time.
I'm real stoked that Transistor said yes, because they played them on BFM in Auckland, and I've for a long time saying, oh, who's that band? And then I found out Transistor, followed them and said, oh, do you want to play the show? And they came back and said yes within about 20 minutes.
So, awesome.
Yeah. Now, real keen to play with them tonight.
Are they just playing support for the Wellington gig, or are they on tour with you
guys? Yeah, just Wellington. Yeah. And then hopefully we can get them to come up to Auckland sometime and play with us up here.
Yeah. Where are the other dates? Wellington, so Auckland...
Auckland tomorrow night.
So Auckland tomorrow night, yes. Who's on board with that one?
So we've got AC Freezy.
Yep.
And a band called Bad Timing. I think I played in Wellington a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. They're relatively new, but they're real cool, and I recommend anyone check them out, because they do quite a good job of going between really soft and cruisy music, and then quite stabby, yelly, funky stuff. It's really cool.
Stabby, yelly. I like it. What are you after?
They lull you in, and then they give you the sucker punch. It's really cool.
Carpet pulley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, 3rd of August in Christchurch. Who's playing support there?
We've got Cool Lake playing with us there.
Yep. Cool.
And Instant Fantasy is going to do a DJ set as well, which should be cool.
Nice. Yeah, actually, there is a DJ here on the Wellington gig, if I read correctly. DJ Forever Sound System, which will be finishing up the... the evening. You guys are really early. Transistor 9:30. You guys are on 10:30, and then DJ Forever Sound System at 11:15.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on when the crowd's there. I'm not actually too sure what the set time will be. Yeah, just be there by 9:30, and
you should be around.
Two bands, so we'll probably take longer set.
Yeah, fantastic. Anything that people need to know about the gig before they prepare, other than, of course, pre-purchase tickets to make sure you're there? JustTheTicketNZ.com, $10. Cheap as chips, mate. Is there going to be door sales?
Yep, there'll be door sales as well.
And will you guys have any merch?
Oh, yeah, I should plug that stuff.
The vinyl, the cassettes, all the stuff?
T-shirts and cassettes on the door, and if you buy either of them, you'll get a download for the album.
Awesome. Hey, mate, I hope it goes really well. Anything else that we need to add?
No, I think that's it. Just come down and have a dance.
Have a boogie. Get the have a loud stabby and yelly. I like it. what's happening after this for you guys? Are you in the studio?
I still got to get in the studio. We're playing Others Way at the end of the month, and then got a couple more shows, and then it's probably going to be getting into the studio and actually getting around to a bunch of demos that we've got to flesh out with the band now that I have a band.
Yep. Fantastic.
Which will be cool. It'll be a cool process.
Awesome. Mate, you're living the life and being a parent. I'm pretty sure you're enjoying that life too. Very little sleep.
Yeah. She's awesome. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, look, Happy travels. Hopefully you get some creative downtime at the waiting lounge at the moment. When's your flight?
It's about 20 minutes, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's not too bad. You're going to be...
Nearly there.
It's a beautiful day in the capital. Sunshiny.
Great.
Barely a breath of air. The plane's going to land very smoothly. You're going to be like, oh, this is a holiday.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
That'll be cool, yeah.
All right, let's go out with Dirty Dogs. I do like this one, the latest single. Also, don't forget to check out the brand new video, which came out, earlier this week?
Yeah.
Of Entropy. Brad from Cream John, thank you so much for the chat. All the best on the tour. All the best for the up-and-coming projects, of course. And new music, absolutely. And have a great time tonight.
Cheers.
All right, here it is, Dirty Dogs. That is Dirty Dogs featuring Vincent HL as Crème Jean. We were just having a chat to Brad. This is the latest single that came out a couple of weeks ago. He said, from the Crème Emporium. Don't forget, of course, they're going to be playing tonight at Caroline. And it's going to be an awesome gig indeed. Transistor at 9:30, Crème Jean at 10:30, and maybe for a little bit later, then 11:15, at which point, of course, DJ Forever Sound System will be taking over. More information, if you like, on the Facebook page, Crème Jean Album Release Tour, Wellington with Transistor and guests. It's at Caroline tonight. Tickets are $10, cheapest chips. From justtheticketnz.com, and maybe a little bit more on the door, but I'm pretty sure that it'll be well worth it. So they are good rockers in that track, is a little bit more sort of rocky, then surfy, then the other stuff. Go and check it out on Bandcamp as well if you want to check out the album.